This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener. And mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so about an hour left in the show. We'll be here to answer as many of the gardening questions as you throw at me. If you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Karen. We were answering a number of questions, and I know she has some follow-up questions. So what were those that we can help you with?
I have one more question. Water cycling. Is it a good idea to put the plant in there and pour water to stop it? I guess the faucet runs through it. It's not a good idea, right? Have you know what I'm saying?
No. So you're looking to do what?
I haven't previously put the whole pot in there and let the faucet water run through it. That's not a good idea, is that?
Well, so no, it's not terrible.
It's open on the bottom.
No. So what I'd like to see you do is instead of turning the faucet all the way up when you water it, turn it very low. Because what'll happen is the water will slowly absorb versus pushing straight down. Because you'll notice as well that even if you were to use a hose outside and you were to just leave it in one area where it's like a heavy pressure, it's almost going to create like a hole. Yeah, exactly.
Erosion, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so
all right.
I like to just put it onto a drip if I'm using it. Maybe a little bit more than a drip because it's hard to just get a drip from the faucet.
Yeah.
But, very light because then it allows the plant to slowly absorb the water versus
breaking it up.
Exactly. You can use the faucet without a problem, just a light, easy drip on it.
It doesn't dissipate the soil or anything.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right. They're good for the house there. They love us. They put out good oxygen.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, definitely.
I give them all green names. Esmeralda, Berlin, Verdila, all green names. I give them names. Green.
Perfect.
Primavera. They're creatures, right? They're creatures.
Yeah, exactly.
They are creatures. They are little creatures. Yep. And a friend of mine told me, put them together. They're like, come, they're creatures. There are creatures.
Yeah, no, putting them together is actually a good thing for the plants because they create the humidity off of each other. And they actually, they don't feed off of each other technically, but they feed off of the moisture in the air together and will help. So I definitely, grouping plants is a huge thing.
Yeah, picturing the air also giving us oxygen.
Exactly.
That's what I was told. Yeah, and I didn't know what photosynthesis was. Sugar. I was surprised. Photosynthesis is sugar they eat. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love plants, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Okay, and salam alaikum. Let me see.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Assalamu alaikum, inshallah.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Mason is in Cape Cod.
Mason, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I bought last year a product from Victoria, Natural Alternative.
Yep.
And it's, I bought the product. It's called Adios.
Okay.
And, I'm not having, I didn't use all of it last year, and it overwintered in an unheated shed. And I'm wondering if it lost some of its intensity, because it's not, it, you know, not to throw them under the bus, but it's not working well at all this year. Is that a possibility?
Well, there is a possibility because when it if it freezes, some of it, there's, you know, a little bit, I wouldn't call it oil, but it can separate, right? And so that can cause it. We don't like, we don't want them to freeze because they can turn to, you know, add water to it and kind of dilute it a bit. Yeah. Then, you know, the other thing is, when you're spraying it, have you cut anything previously, or are you cutting, you know, spraying the tops? And when did it rain? You know, there's a number of factors.
Right.
Sometimes, because it is organic, it takes a lot more for it to work. The other thing is if it's too cool, it's not going to work well. You want it to be a little bit warmer. You know, in the mid 80s is the best time for something like Adios to work, because it also works from the heat and the sun. Right? The sun helps dry the plant out quicker, getting the liquid that's on it to absorb into the plant. And so if we're doing it on a day such as, like, you know, or at night when it's like 50 degrees overnight, or you used it earlier in the season, that could be part of it, right? That being said, there's other options of using it. If you, you know, depending upon what you're trying to get rid of, excuse me, you could almost use it as a concentrate and cut some of it and use the paintbrush to paint onto the plants, which will actually allow the plants to absorb it quicker and have a deeper kill to the plant. So that's part of it.
Okay. It hasn't got up to 80 degrees really here on Cape Cod. It's going to be hotter this week.
No, so, I think that'll definitely help you this week.
Okay.
So what I would make sure I do is really shake it well before you do it.
Yep.
If it's in an area that you can either mow or use a weed whacker to cut down, get some fresh cuts on whichever you're trying to kill. Because just like you or I, when we get a cut, we put something on it to absorb in there to help heal it. We're looking to have something absorb into the plant to help kill it. And so by a fresh cut, it's going to absorb the adios, the killer, a little bit easier and go deeper into the root system. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, this is for my driveway, and and you know, there's no way I can run a lawnmower over that.
Oh, yeah, understandably so. You know, I think the heat will help you with it, but you also have to do it a few times. I think on the bottle it'll say like 7 to 10 days. It's a couple, because, you know, if it's just, say it's a very leafy and you hit the top, it's going to kill the top, but the lower parts aren't going to completely get it. So you might have to do it a couple times.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I have done that. Yep. During the break, I heard your father advertising this stuff that, by Espoma. It kills weeds and driveways, walkways, and everything else. I'd never heard that.
I, to be honest, I wasn't paying attention during that last break. I'm going to have to look up which one it was. But they do have some sprays in their product line. They have a organic weed and grass killer. It's a ready to use bottle. It's a green label. It is ammonium. I think it's ammonium. It's a soap with fatty acids in it that can actually work for it. So that is something there as well. That's an option, but it'll help kill algae, moss killer. Another one to look at would be if you could find like Weed Beater FE from Bonide. That's an organic one that kills algae, moss, grass, all those things. Even if you could find Burnout. If you could find Burnout, that's the one that loves the sun and the heat. I mean, it is basically uses the sun and heat to kill the weed. So that'd be something to look at as well.
Right. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. I'm going to try the, using the Adios and, see if I have luck with that, but I'll also try the Burnout, as you said.
Yeah. And if it's not really working for you, I would have no problem saying, give them a call and let them know. They would love to hear feedback. And they would discuss it with you. Honestly, they're a great company, and they stand behind their product, so it might be worth giving them a call.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right. Thanks, Mason.
Thanks for all your help.
Have a good one. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, he's up next.
Jesse is in Las Cruces.
Jesse, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I've got some mesquite trees, both honey and screw bean. And, of course, their seeds are germinating everywhere. And instead of getting rid of them, I want to take those little bitty sprouts and move them someplace. And I've got some that are already probably 2.5 feet. So I need to do that in the winter. And how do I do it? And if you want me to, I can hang up now.
No, you don't have to hang up. I might have some follow-up questions. So you said, what type of plant was it?
So it's a mesquite, a honey mesquite, and a screw bean mesquite.
Okay. Now, so have they started to form like the little like, I'd call them flowers, but like the...
For pollination?
Yeah. Have they done that yet?
No, sir.
Okay. And so now these pieces that you kind of are talking about, are they on like a major plant or are they individual sprouts?
They're all individual sprouts. They're all individual little bitty trees.
Okay. So, I mean, you can move them now. The thing is just the heat could dry them out very quickly, right? If
yes,
you
sir.
Are not under a watering ban or you can water them easily, then I'd say you can definitely try it. I would look at watering prior to removing them from the ground. The day, the day before, allowing a good amount of moisture to get into that soil. Because when you rip the plant out, and you'll do it, methodically, obviously. But when you pull it out of the ground, what will happen is the roots that kind of get cut will start to absorb whatever's in the soil. If it's dry, they're going to pull air, which causes them to, kind of have issues. Whereas if the soil's wet, they're going to pull water. And that's what you're looking to do. I would look to see, I wouldn't be surprised if a few of them are, like, real close together. Is that kind of the idea, like, there's, like, where you could almost get, like, a clump of three. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, but in some places where I let them keep going,
yeah,
keep growing, they're individuals, and I've been trimming down the branches.
Yep.
Because I don't want them to get any taller before I move them. And
gotcha.
Let me ask you, when I move them, I found a product that's a root stimulator. Would that be a wise thing to do or not? Or,
yeah,
or
so
some kind of plant food or fertilizer?
So I'd look for anything that helps with transplant shock. Product out there from Espoma called Biotone. It's a granular form that you add to the soil, and it helps with that. But a root stimulator will help it as well, depending upon where you're at with it. So what I would look at doing is those, the ones that are more individual, if you can wait till it's a little bit cooler season for those, you might have a little bit more success. The ones that are kind of in clumps, in essence, one of those out of that clump is going to inevitably not make it. Because they'll crowd the other ones out. So you have a better shot moving it when there's multiple right now than if you were to do individual. Because 9 times out of 10, when you move something in a clump, one of them's not going to make it. And so that's okay when you move it. So you could do some of it now as long as you can keep water in the plant. But like those individual ones that are a little bit bigger, that maybe, you know, you spent a little bit more time on, wait till a period when it's not going to be 80s and 90s, you know, consistently.
Not a freeze. I wouldn't have to wait till the freeze.
No, you wouldn't have to wait till the freeze. What I'm more worried about is like a week of high 80s, early 90s when you move it. Because that's the plant's already under stress. The extra heat, all that, is going to affect it. So you don't have to wait for a freeze by any means. Just maybe a couple days of cooler temperatures. So when you do move it, it's not affected by the sun as well. We're not adding extras to make it, you know, weaker. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But you can definitely move it now if you have water.
Well, we're in the hunter still, so.
Yeah, I might wait a little bit, but I got to hit a break. We'll be back. Hold on, hang tight.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years. Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is defending his upcoming visit to Saudi Arabia, saying the trip is critical to the security of the United States. In an op-ed for the Washington Post, Biden wrote, quote, "As the president, it is my job to keep our country strong and secure. To do these things, we have to engage directly with countries that can impact those outcomes. Saudi Arabia is one of them," end quote. The president goes on to say, when meeting with Saudi leaders, his focus will be to strengthen a strategic partnership going forward that's based on mutual interest and responsibility, while also holding true to fundamental American values. Biden is set to travel to the region on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. White House flags will be held at half staff.
Flags at the White House are flying at half staff in order of the late Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. President Biden issuing a proclamation saying flags at other locations, including all military posts, shall remain at half-staff until sunset on Sunday. In a previous statement, Biden described himself as stunned, outraged, and deeply saddened by Abe's death. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A new tropical storm formed far off Mexico's Pacific coast on Saturday, all the while Hurricane Bonnie is fading. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the newly formed tropical storm Darby was centered southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico, with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, is Jesse still on the line with us?
I am.
All right. Right at the end there, I'm sorry, we were hitting to a break. You were starting to ask another question, and you kind of got cut off.
Once they're transplanted, I put the stimulator and all that stuff. How often do I water them? I'm going to wait till it's like 70 degrees for a while.
So I'd be probably, you know, at first, every day to every other day. But what you could do to make it so you're not watering every day is just put the hose on there. If you can get the hose to them, just put it on a trickle so it slowly goes into the soil. Because if you water with the hose and you're just sitting there, just, you know, and you're like, count to 10 and it's done, the water doesn't go far enough. We want the water to slowly absorb into it. And the best way to do that is to put a hose on a trickle. For each one, you could end up, you know, depending upon how big they are, you know, 10 minutes on a trickle. And it, you know, you're not getting a ton of water out. It's like the same amount of water that you would be sitting there for like 30 to 45 seconds or so. But the idea is the plant can slowly absorb it other than the water just rushing through it. And at that point, you could probably go every 2 to 3 days, depending upon the heat and that type.
Okay, because they're going out in the pasture and the pasture gets watered. But I can take some water out. Of course, I won't be able to trick it, but I can get some water out to it.
Yeah, do the best you can. But just even if you say you're bringing a bucket of water, right, don't just pour the bucket over it. Just pour slowly over the plants. Okay, so even if a watering can or whatnot, just slowly pour it over. Because if you just dump like 5 gallons of water, it's just going to run through, especially if it's really dry. I mean, think about like a hanging basket when it gets really dry. If you water it, the water just kind of goes right through. So that's the same thing that would be in the ground. The water would just run right through. So that's why we want to slowly water into the plant.
I've got a bucket that I've got a pinhole on.
Perfect.
That's what I'm going to.
That's perfect. Exactly. Do that. That's going to help it. All right, Jesse.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, you have a great rest of your day, and good luck.
Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate you making time. God bless you.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy is in New Hampshire.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have three quick questions.
Sure.
One is regarding my Montauk Daisy. I know you and your family has recommended cutting it back on Memorial Day, but I missed that. Is it too late, but it's too big? Is it too late to cut it back now? Will it look sort of miserable for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, it does need to be cut back twice in a season if you want to, but you can, you know, if you miss the first one. The second one is about 4th of July. So, I mean, it was only 6 days ago. So I think you'd be fine to prune it. I just pruned mine a week ago. It won't look like nothing. I mean, it will for a little bit, right? Because it's got to just almost like calculate itself. But I think you're going to be all right, honestly, if you prune it now.
How far am I cutting it by half again, even though now it's half is bigger?
So I just cut mine back to about 12 to 16 inches.
Oh, great.
I rounded it. So some is a little bit, you know, a deeper cut, but some is you know, more like 16. So I was a little nervous about it, but I think we're going to be okay.
Oh, okay. Good. Thank you. Now, also, this is, I guess, a silly question, but the endless summer hydrangea, I left those, you know, sticks in it because I didn't know which was new growth and which was old. But now it's sort of growing around the old dead sticks. Should they be removed now, or does it not matter because the new growth is growing around it?
So, first off, not a silly question. It is something where you look at it and you say, I don't want to affect the flowers. And if I cut it, I'm afraid I'm going to. I get it completely. So don't think it's a silly question, because you can leave them and let them go to a certain point. At this point, I'd cut them back because they're not doing anything for the plant. And you can allow the plant to refocus everywhere else. It's beneficial at this point.
How far back do I need to get, you know, into it now?
Cut back as far as you can. If you can get it to the ground, great. If you can't get it too far in there, just cutting it back, it's also going to make the plant just look cleaner as well.
True, it doesn't look good.
Right? You're going to notice a difference. And cut back whatever you can all the way back to the stem, if possible.
To the stems where it comes out.
To the main, to the main ground there.
Okay. And the last question is, I have a peach tree that's affected by black knot, and now it's actually producing little peaches.
Yeah.
Is it too late to trim that back? Can I just get the peaches and then cut it back, or do I have to wait until next spring?
So the longer you wait, the bigger the black knot fungus will show up on there. It'll get bigger. You need to get rid of it because it overwinters in those galls, right? Then in the spring, the spores are released during the wet periods in the spring. So when you see that black knot on there, you need to get rid of it. What you need to do is, after every cut that you make, you need to wipe down the pruners, because any of those little spores might hit part of it, and then when you cut a new spot, it could go into that new location, right? So it's very important to keep the, you know, like, sanitize. Use like a bleach, the wipes. We all went out and bought hundreds of wipes. Yeah. I still have hundreds of wipes in my house. So,
yes.
Right. Okay. Use that to clean it off. What I would do is wipe the blade and then maybe just dry it off a little bit with a paper towel because of the fact that you don't necessarily want the bleach to get into the plant, but you you know what I mean? You want to be a clean cut. So as long as it's on the stems and it's not on the main trunk, because sometimes the black knot will get on the main trunk.
It is on the main trunk as well.
So that's where it's a hard one, because if it's getting to there, there's no real way to eradicate it, right? Because that knot, that black knot, that fungus will really, ooze out the fungus. So it's not great. I would get rid of as much of the branches that have it as possible. And then look at the product called Infuse from Bonide. It's a fungicide that is systemic. So it can be absorbed into the plant and maybe help affect it that way. Sometimes when it gets really bad, the tree is just, it can't be saved.
Okay.
If it's such a big knot on the side of the tree, when it's harder, it might be time to take like a nice sharp knife and try to cut through it and get rid of some of it. Put something underneath the tree so that nothing's just falling and sitting on the ground where you cut it.
Uh-huh.
It's just when it gets to the trunk, it's not as easy to deal with as it is if it were on branches.
Well, see, the trunk sort of split into two sub chunks, I guess you'd call them.
Okay.
But there isn't much left if I cut out
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the black knot is one of those ones is if you have to eradicate it in order to really take care of it.
Okay, and can I let the peaches produce? They look like they're going to ripen in about a week or two.
Yeah, you can definitely let them produce if they're going to, and then clean it up.
Okay,
it's the spores are on the spores really are only active in the early spring when it's wet, right? So that's
why is it producing? It's not that it's sort of recovering, it's just that it's giving it its last gasp. Is that it?
Well, yeah, so what this part is this is how it picture it as like a life cycle. Early spring, it releases the spores. The spores go anywhere that the plants that are susceptible to this disease, like a plum, cherry, apricot, the peach, all those things, right? So anything that's around it is going to go towards it. Then it jumps onto the plant, or it lands onto the plant, and then it starts to affect the branches. What it's then doing is trying to create a gall, a cover around it, so that it can protect it for the winter, so that when the spring hits, it can then release the rest of the spores. It might not necessarily have come from the tree that you have. It could be something in the area. Somebody had it. Those are options. But really getting rid of some of it is the best way to do it. For the one that's on there, getting a nice sharp pruning knife might be the best way to just kind of cut it out. And get rid of it, and then spraying the whole plant, like I said, with Infuse. Like I said, it is a systemic, so it absorbs into the plant. You could also spray with like a orchard spray or a fruit tree spray, one of those, in order to help kill back some of the spores that just might be in the air at this point. But this is the time to get rid of it because it likes the rainy, early rainy season to push the spores out.
Well, now that you said something very interesting, though. We also had a red maple that just seemed to die for unknown reasons, and And in the woods across the street, there's sort of a gnarly looking, I don't know what kind of it is, little tree. Is it possible then that there's just something in the neighborhood that even if I try to replant this, it's not going to work?
Not necessarily. I don't know of a maple getting the black knot like that. I've seen like tar spot on a maple, which would be the black spots on the leaves. I haven't seen the black knot on it. So I think it just, you know, it could be from anywhere. It could have had it on it. We just didn't, you didn't know it from the beginning, and it just started to show. It's not an easy one to just say, all right, this is exactly where it is, but I don't believe it's from the maple because I haven't seen it on a maple before.
Okay. Thank you so much. You're always so helpful, and I appreciate it so very much. Thank you.
Well, no problem, Nancy. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or gcntaxcut.com. That's gcntaxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a call on the line. We're about 6 or 7 minutes away from ending, so we're going to go right into that call. Nathan, who's up last today?
Nancy is in Westwood.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I had talked to you about 3 weeks ago, and you had given me the name of a product, tomato and vegetable spray, for my cucumber beetles.
Sure, yeah.
And I was on the Cape at the time, and I went to my favorite nursery, and I picked up the product. And I came home to Westwood. I'm going out to my garden to check my cucumbers, which were fine. And then I'm going to pick some lettuce, which was in a raised garden, like a 2x4 raised garden.
Yep.
And it had a cover on it, and I unzipped the cover, and I go to take the lettuce out, and it's covered with white flies.
Okay.
And all I had, I happened to have in my hand this tomato and vegetable spray. I didn't even get a chance to read the instructions. I just started spraying, and it really didn't do anything.
Okay.
And then I went to get another one of these raised garden, lettuce. I bring it in the house, and I put it in a bowl of water, and it has all these little green flies on it. I guess they're aphids.
Yep.
I don't know for sure. So I cut all the lettuce. It's all gone. I threw it out. And next time it happens, what do I use for white flies?
So you can use a couple of different things, depending upon what you have at home or what you can purchase. Neem oil is one.
I got that.
So that's a good one to use. It will actually take care of both white fly and aphid.
Okay.
So that's a good one to use on there.
Do you know offhand how much I use, and do you mix it with, water and soap?
Well, no, so the neem oil itself, if you get the ready to use, which is like a little trigger spray, that's ready to go. You don't have to, Okay, so you get like a concentrate with a pump sprayer?
No. It's just in a bottle. And there's no sprayer on it, no pump, nothing. Just a bottle of it. I have the sprayer. You know, it's not on the product, but I have a sprayer.
Okay, yeah, so you need to mix that with just water, right?
Oh,
so the concentrate itself needs to be mixed with water in like a sprayer. Let me see if I can pull up a concentrate version of the neem oil to see how much you need to mix. So it's 1 ounce of the concentrate per gallon.
Okay.
And then you can spray it throughout the entire plant. What you want to do is make sure it drips a little bit on there. Get as much like under the leaves as possible. Everything. That's really the biggest thing for it.
Okay.
And the other thing is, right, take a look at, you know, the time frame of when it happened. So you said like 3 weeks ago about?
I don't know.
So I if you realize that, okay, this is when it kind of happened last year or this year. So next year, I want you to look at it and say, oh, okay, so let's call it June 29th when I came home and saw that this is when it kind of was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at it and say, couple weeks prior, I want to spray as a preventative because if you use it as a curative, you're going to spray a lot more of it. Even though it's organic, you're still using a lot more. But if you use it as a preventative, you know, 3-4 weeks prior, it can help it.
Can I spray, like, my whole garden? The cucumbers?
You can spray everything, definitely. The one thing you want to do is just make sure when you spray it, it's not above 85 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Because it's an oil, right? So oil in the sun and the heat, it just burns.
Yep.
But you can use this as a preventative. You'll end up using less than as a curative.
I'd much rather prevent them than...
Exactly. So you can definitely use it for that, okay?
All right. Well, thank you. And that tomato and vegetable spray by Bonide?
Yes.
It also said it would help blight.
It can, yes, because it is a 3-in-1. So it's a fungicide, insecticide, and miticide, so all mixed together.
I love it. One thing. It's great.
Perfect.
All righty.
All right, Nancy.
Okay, take care.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's going to do it. Enjoy the week, everyone. Until next week. I will be live again next week. Get out there, plant something, be good to each other. And we'll see you next week.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.